What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Anything Better NFL Preview Show, sponsored by BetMGM. You guys know we use BetMGM, the most reliable lines in the betting game. Okay, if you haven't signed up yet, we've got a special offer for our listeners with BetMGM. You sign up a new BetMGM account and use bonus code BURR. That's B-U-R-R, like it's always been. It's very simple, and you'll get $50 free bet just for signing up, guys. You're going to get $50. That's right. You don't even need to make a deposit to get in on the action. If you haven't signed up yet, it's very simple. Go to BetMGM, use code BURR, get $50 off, and that's it. Bet to use for this week's games. As a reminder, BetMGM is finally coming to Louisiana. While sports betting isn't live quite yet, you could sign up early for BetMGM. Just use bonus code BURR for $200 free bets. No deposit required to use sports betting live in Louisiana. Now,
I love that they held out and made sure they got the best deal.
Now, we are going into, this is what's going on here, okay? Because I was actually thinking about this, and I'm pretty impressed, okay? Now, Bill is a little more, I would say this, I don't want to speak for him, but Bill's a little slightly more humble than me. Now, I would say...
Slightly?
You know, Bill, listen, I don't do a crazy NFL touchdown dance. Bill hands the ball right off to the official. I do a quick thing. I have to do a quick thing. No. I don't do a full break dance.
No.
But you know,
only
I don't
because
do a
you can't. But if you could, you would.
But let's just talk.
No,
let's
that's
just
like talk, you're holding back, Paul.
Let's just talk about what's going on here. Okay. So after week 14, with us picking four games a week against the spread going into week 15. Okay, Bill Burr. 31-24-1. He went 2-2 last week. He stayed even, so he's where he stayed, over 500. Me, I did gain a game going 3-1, and I am 29-27. That means, guys, with 3 weeks left, and I got a message from a fan saying, you and Burr are making me money. That is, guys,
nice.
Somebody said, I am riding the Anything Better train, and you two are making.
You're going to jinx it, Paul. You're waking them up. You got to keep it quiet.
So we want to thank everybody for following us. No, we want to thank everybody.
What did I say? Don't buy anything. Take it back. Take it back. Paul's pulling up in the pink Cadillac with the fucking fur coat on.
Bill, it's in my mother's name.
I love that car.
Can I read an email from a listener?
Yeah. Yes.
Is a real good one. Good morning. Big fan of the podcasts. I listen while I'm walking out each morning at 4:30 a.m. I wish you were on every day. I'm a 77-year-old great-grandmother. I don't use the F word. However, I'm excusing you because you're a sweetheart of a guy, and I understand more. You understand more about what makes women tick than any man I've known. And I've known this went into the Bills podcast. Paul, I'm sure you know a lot about women. I don't want you to feel left out here. Listen to your picks and made a three-team parlay bet with this weekend. My husband placed the bet for me. Washington, Colts, and Cardinals. Won them on your advice. My husband was impressed. Just a big shout out.
Because she teased it up because Cardinals didn't win for me.
77-year-old grandmother. Thank you, Donna.
Nice.
Wow, she took your Cardinals bet and my Washington bet and teased it and ended up winning. Oh my God. Dude, I would like, you know what, Bill, this is why no one's going to take notice of what we're doing. Cause they're, you know, we're first year. They're going to say these are first year jerk offs, not knowing. So we need to come back next year and continue this, but make no mistake. What we are doing
are
is pretty damn
enemies.
Cool. Bring them on, dude. Bring them on.
They're going to say, everybody said we couldn't do it, man.
So now here we go. We're going into week 15. We're going into week 15, Bill. Like I said, Bill is 31-24-1.
I am in a prevent defense knowing you're coming. I'm just trying to give up the middle of the field and only lose one game a week. And hopefully I'll fucking be there at the end. I don't like this week at all. All right,
let's see.
Who goes first this week?
This is an odd week, so this would be me.
All right, who do you like? I know who you like.
Oh, boy. Well, hold on a second. Andrew, can we just get confirmation? Is Baker Mayfield out with COVID? I heard that just now. And if that's the case, that's a big deal for Cleveland because they're playing a not so good Raiders team right now. But if Baker's out, I'm done. He's out, right?
Not confirmed. He's likely out.
Dude, COVID's getting players in all the leagues. Wild. All right. See? Throws a wrench in there.
Hey, you know, it's funny. Well, they wear face masks on Sunday. They can't do it during the week, can they?
All right. You know what?
Nothing on the COVID joke. All right.
This is a, I'm sorry. No. I'm just trying to get this going on here.
You getting it going on, Paul?
Yeah. See, I don't know. I'm not even speaking right. You know what, guys? I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to ride the train, and here's why. The Green Bay Packers are -4 against the Ravens, but Lamar Jackson might be out. And the thing is, Green Bay needs to keep winning to get that home field because the Bucs keep winning.
This is fucking bullshit. What is it? All this, these guys might be in, they might be out. What the fuck am I betting on here?
I know. Well, Lamar Jackson, it wasn't COVID.
It's like looking at some chick's Instagram picture. You don't know what she looks like till she shows up. She fucking held the camera up here. She comes in. She's a fucking whale, Paul.
That reminds me of Bartnick's joke when he says they just show their eyes. He goes, those are fat eyes. All right. I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers -4.5 on the road against the Ravens, holding home field advantage.
All right. It's beginning to look a lot like 2001. I'm taking the New England Patriots, getting 2.5 at Lucas Oil Field, playing Indianapolis. I will be there Saturday night when they're playing, but I'll be doing two shows because when you're in show business, you miss everything. Everybody's sitting around eating a fucking pot roast, and you're out there, mammy, how I love you, how I love you, mammy. That's the sacrifice you make. Lucas Oil Field, my fucking team is right down the street. I am in that godforsaken city with that fucking highway that goes all the way around it, and you forget which way you're going. You know, it's like you're in the Blair Witch. You remember that? They run around the woods. Scott? Was that his name? Dougie?
I don't remember that. But
you
I remember
saw
the
Blair Witch?
No,
never
I
even
do.
Showed her. That's why you forget her.
No, yeah. I remember
they
her
act
nose
like it was
running.
Found footage. That movie scared the shit out of me. I saw it by myself at a midnight showing. Remember all these dumb comics? Man, that movie didn't scare me at all. Geez, you're so fucking tough in a movie theater. I was petrified.
I was scared because the way they labeled the movie, the way they previewed it, was that it really happened. And I was like, oh shit, man, these kids got you know, it's weird that the Colts are 2.5 favorites against the Pats. I'm not
That's
touching
because
that
because Carson Wentz scores points. They got that running back. I mean, you know. We'll see what happens. We've had a couple weeks off. He's had 2 weeks to prepare for him, Paul. I see what you're doing. You're going to go head-to-head against me, Paul. You're
making, no.
This is the Hail Mary week?
I could have got – how mad would you have been if I picked the Patriots first? I don't like the game, and I don't like the fact that the Colts are minus. And
I don't like you shitting all over the game that I just picked. What fucking game did you pick? The Green Bay Packers? I don't like that game either. He's going into fucking Baltimore. Somebody's going to go out and get some crab cakes and get COVID, and they're not going to be able to block fucking – Aaron Rodgers' blindside. How do you like that? I just shit all over
your
bet.
You know what? Touche. Why am I talking about your bet? I should be concentrated on my bet. You're absolutely right. I'm stalling, Bill. I'm stalling.
Is that when you say touche?
Touche, yeah.
Is that when you say it, though?
Yeah, touche means
to say, like, fair enough? I thought if you were, like, you know, arguing about history, your country's better than my country.
Touche and fair enough is kind of one and the same.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is
exactly what it is.
Touche, you got a fucking sword in your hand. Fair enough, we're just fucking hanging out.
Touche means you're right. Fair enough means I guess you're right. It's kind of close.
Touché
I mean, what
means
are we doing?
You agree. Oh, touche.
Split.
Good point.
All right. You know, let's keep doing this so I could stall. You know, this is so weird. Why are the Broncos favored against the Bengals after the Bengals?
Because the Bengals have been shit in the bed, Paul. And laying in it, rolling around their own waist.
I'm taking the Los Angeles Rams.
After seeing that front four on Sunday. I like
to
that
beat
pick.
The hapless Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are done. It's over.
You're
it's
never done when Russell Wilson. You said the Chiefs were done, Paul.
Chiefs are done.
Look at you. There's not nearly as much confidence. You like, they are a bad football team. I told you, I said, you never know. They could wake up. They're starting to wake up, Paul.
I'm going to take the Rams -4.5 at home against the flailing, hapless Seattle Seahawks. Petey, Sneaky Pete has half, make no mistake about this. Sneaky Pete has already talked to a real estate agent. His one leg is out the door and he's looking for his new home.
You think it's bad?
They're done, dude. Russell,
I think
dude,
they keep already- him and they ship Russell Wilson out. And I think he goes to New York because he wants the people to fucking go nuts when he scores a touchdown. Everybody knows if you do something great out in fucking Seattle, half the country's asleep by the time you did it.
All right, I got Rams -4.5 at home. Who do you got?
Hey, first one I got, I'm getting a fucking attitude from you. All right, relax. I got this. What do you got? I'll fucking take my time just like you do. I got the Tennessee Titans getting 2 points against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I didn't like that game.
Titans are giving to.
Why are you shitting all over my bets?
No, because I always go for Tennessee. You know that. I was afraid. You took the ball. Good for you. I didn't have the balls. I really didn't have the balls.
I don't try to act like you're being cut. You know what it is, Paul? This is a competitive side of you. You could still win, Paul. You don't have to shit on all my bets.
I was trying to put
the jinx on all my bets. It's annoying.
There's no such thing.
What are you
going to
say now? Fair enough, because you already used touche.
Titans are giving two, by the way. They're giving two.
Dude, the only time you see an ugly side of Paul Verzi is during competition.
No, that's not true.
He gets this look on his face and you go, wow, he really is Sicilian. He is like mentally whacking me right now. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I'm going to take Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals getting 2.5. They just lost a heartbreaker at home, and this is their season against the Denver Broncos. So give me the Bengals +2.5. They have to be in this game. They have to win this game.
Hey, Paul, guess what? I like that pick.
All right. I appreciate it.
Here's the game that we're both ignoring, Paul.
What's
the
that?
Houston Texans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Those are Bill's picks. Those are two teams Bill always bets with, whoever's playing them, and now they're playing each other.
You've been on them. Come on, don't just make that all about me. I don't know why I'm going to do this, Paul. Why would I do? I'm going to wait. I'm going to think about that one.
I'll go head-to-head with you if you like the Jags.
I got one for you. I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
Because I think you're wrong, Paul. I think at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes is one of the greats. Okay? And this is, you know what the greats do, Paul? They step it up. They step it up in December. At the end of the day, the Los Angeles Chargers are still the San Diego Chargers. Just like Caitlyn Jenner's still Bruce Jenner. It's all the same. Just because you fucking move and become the Los Angeles Rams does not mean you weren't in St. Louis. And these fucking, they got that San Diego stink on them. Qualcomm Oof. Stadium is still hanging over them until they exorcise that demon.
I was going to go head to head with you. I was going to take the Chargers because Justin Herbert, dude, the kid's on another thing right now. But I just saw the Buffalo Bills -10.5 at home after losing two heartbreakers in a row. They're playing the Panthers, who are completely done. They took out Cam Newton again, benched him, put another guy in.
He's out? Ah, Jesus, that would have helped.
I'm taking the Buffalo Bills -10.5 at home to put an absolute fucking beating on the Carolina Panthers. Are going to win that game probably by 20. There it is. Oof, I almost took a head-to-head and almost lost. But.
How do you know you almost lost? All right. The Minnesota Vikings going into Chicago. They're getting 3.5 points. I don't know anything about either one of those teams, but I know I like their running back, Minnesota. But I also like the Dallas Cowboys getting 10.5, given 10.5. going into the Giants. I mean, you want to talk about a fucking team that's just playing for fucking, I don't know, playing for a draft pick at this point?
Probably, unfortunately.
I'm going to go with, but they always fucking get up for the Cowboys, though. 10.5 is a lot of points, Paul. It's a lot of points.
Giants are home?
Giants are home.
Oof.
I know. That's a tough one.
Are you going to take the New York? Are you going to take my New York Football Giants for the first time since we've been doing this?
No, they're a fucking mess, dude.
No.
I'm going to go 0-4 this week. I can feel it. This is the thing right here that's going to make me go 0-4. Do I take Minnesota or do I take Dallas? Dude, fuck the Cowboys. They're too erratic. Minnesota Vikings. Fuck it. I don't like any of those picks except the Pats.
All right. That's it, Andrew.
Oh, Paul, if you beat me this year, the level of how not classy you're going to be, it's just going to be disgusting.
That's just so not, like, are you trying to prepare? Like, what are you, I'm the most gracious, what are you talking about? I'm a good sportsman, dude. That's in your head, man.
No,
that's
isn't.
In your head.
It isn't.
Yes, it is. I wouldn't do that.
Thing. We rammed it up their fucking asses. I got you all the way back in the day from the beginning.
Dude, I was 26 or 27 when I said that to you. I was probably drunk. And hey, it holds a grudge, hey, okay?
No. I've noticed it.
Dude, that's like an old wife.
I hear it in your voice. Some of it might be my own childhood shit, but I hear it in your voice, Paul. Something happens to you when you compete. It's funny. It's the only time you're not like Santa Claus.
I think the childhood thing in your past is a little more what it is.
I don't think so because I just said that to you. But now you're just using that as an excuse. If you would have come up with it.
No, I was looking for a reason why you think that. And that makes more sense because if you beat me, I've been saying the whole time you're on some other shit right
Paul,
now.
Paul, if I ever had if you beat me this year, if I ever had you mic'd up secretly in your fucking house, you'd owe me a phone call.
No.
You know you would. I wouldn't take it personal.
You know, what do you think I would say? I would just be like, oh, dude, I would say?
Yeah, fuck that orange motherfucker. Yeah, it would, Paul. It would.
That's, I would never say fuck that orange motherfucker. You know what I would say, to be honest, if I won? I would
Everyone
go,
that loved me in my life has.
I would, you know. All right, guys, there is our week 15. Here's the best part, though. Win or lose, how about this? I think this is a common ground we could both agree on. If me and you both finish either 500 or above.
That's what I want.
That is a win in itself, and that means our listeners.
Not whether you win or lose, it's whether you fucking beat the book.
If we beat the book after
MGM is going down.
If we beat the book after this whole season and we made some people some money, they can't say those guys don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They should issue a statement.
Yeah.
That it has been a long time since two bald bastards over 17 weeks have been able to pick four games a week and be above 500. All right. That's it.
All right,
everybody.
Guys, this has been. Yes, this has been the week 15 preview. Oh, that's right. That's right. By the way.
Same thing as every week, right, Paul? Same thing as every week.
You know, here's what happens. When Andrew Themlis isn't here, we do a great podcast and we don't hit the record button. So he's here now, and we almost missed the Monday night special.
I'm already thinking of switching over to Dallas, dude.
I was so pissed off that we missed another Monday night special by one thing. Bill's pick of the two sacks by the Cardinals happened. Stafford, my pick Stafford, happened. And then we were just waiting for a Kyler Murray rush touchdown, and it never fucking happened. Guys, we're coming close.
Dude,
we did get in
for showed up to play. When they fucking did. Pushed that guy over on that first play, then the very next play, they called the penalty, but he was all over that guy again. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Aaron Donald was not going to be fucking denied. That kid is an animal, 99 on the you know, for the
he
people that don't know.
He imposed his will.
He did. But listen, we did get you two Monday night specials, and we've come within one thing of happening on three or four Monday night specials.
Paul, we don't need to apologize.
So, Bill, I ask you now. So now I ask you, would you care what the son of a bitch was wearing?
Oh, what was that, Casino?
My cousin Vinny.
Oh. I never saw that movie.
When he was going to shoot a deer. All right. Monday night is the Vikings and the Chicago Bears. Is that right,
yep.
Andrew? Okay. What's the line? 3.5?
Minnesota's giving 3.5.
Oh, that's the game that Bill just picked. So you want
to... Okay. I'm giving? No, I'm getting.
Giving. Minnesota's giving 3.5.
What?
Yeah, it's Minnesota minus 3.5. Yeah. You want to change that last pick to the Cowboys?
Listen, we're still on the show, so you could change that pick.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, Bill.
Let's add drama and I'll change it so then everybody can fucking be into it. Oh, we should have kept it.
All right, but Andrew, you got to make sure you write down the so we don't get. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take the Cowboys against your Giants. I'm sorry, Paul. I don't like doing that to you. I don't like doing that to you.
Oh, fuck. You know what? We got a backup quarterback. Andrew, what's his name, is out. Daniel Jones, they said, is out again. 10.5 points is a lot with Barkley healthy, but our offensive line stinks.
Hey, okay, so I think that Delvin Williams, what the hell's his name?
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook. Delvin Williams played running back for the Dolphins in the 80s. I would. He's gonna run one in.
He will run one in.
He will run one in.
He will run one in for sure.
Who's their left tackle? I say they call the fucking, he's eligible, and they throw it to him. What does that pay?
I'm kidding. Oh, God. I don't like that.
I'm fucking with you.
Oh, I was.
Dude, if that comes in.
Dude, if that came in, you win. All right, so Dalvin Cook rushes for a touchdown. You want to do Kirk Cousins over 250 yards passing or no?
Can you do that?
Oh, no. You know, they're going to be.
It's every 25 yards, so it's got to be 25, 50. 100.
I think it's going to be a boring game. I don't know why. Those two fucking teams hate each other. It's the monsters of the Midway versus the fucking cunts up there in Mall of America. And I just think that they always play like, you know, those are never like, you know, 40 to 38 games. Maybe they are, but I don't remember it. I take the under. We take the under?
What's the under over on it?
44.5. Right now it's 44.5. By the time it comes out, it could move a point, but
you know, Bears have a decent defense. Vikings are all right.
I mean, the Bears just gave up 45 points, though.
Yeah, to your fucking dreamboat guy there, Aaron Rodgers. You got a poster of him. Your bedroom wall.
I'll go under if you want to go under.
I don't know if I like that, Paul. I didn't even watch a second of football last week. I'm not going to lie to you. I had shit to do.
How about the
my
kid?
Team was off? They had a bye week. Why can't I have a bye week?
Justin Fields. Let's do something with Justin Fields.
Oh, he's one of the best kickers in the NFL, right?
No, he's the quarterback of the Bears.
Like I said, nobody slings it like that guy.
He's got legs. Can we do Justin Fields rushing for 50 yards? No, that's a lot. 40 yards. Oh, he said it's every 25.
These two teams are in the witness protection program. I don't know anybody on these fucking teams. Right,
so how about this? Let's make it fun then. Let's make it fun. Okay.
Let's bet the over.
Vikings get an interception. Justin Fields going to throw an interception. So Vikings get an interception. Okay. Dalvin Cook gets a touchdown. And then Bill, let's do a Bears one. What do you want to do for the Bears?
Three people have a heart attack in the stands. Sorry. Shout out to the SNL sketch.
Jesus. I remember.
I don't want to see here.
So the quarterback of the Bears throws a pick. Dalvin Cook rushes a touchdown.
I don't know anybody in the Bears. Is it Mitch Trubisky? Is he gone?
Dude, Mitch Trubisky's been gone, yeah.
Yeah. Is he playing the Flamingo now? Some reason I pictured him opening for the Osmonds.
Kirk Cousins throws a touchdown?
Yeah, I also like the over. Fuck this. Let's say it's going to be an exciting game.
Over?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Over. We'll do over. So here you go. For the people listening.
Done.
And the way people get up, you know, people get confused. I'm going to reiterate.
Paul, just say it again. Don't use big words.
The over. We're going to go the over. 44.5. Is it 44.5 or 44? Andrew, 44.5 or 44?
44.5. Yeah.
Over 44.5. Dalvin Cook rushes a touchdown. Fair enough. Touche.
Touche.
And Fields, Justin Fields
throws an interception.
Justin Fields throws an interception.
Agree to disagree.
All right. There like you go,
my
everybody.
Wife gave me a damn cold, man, because she took the kiss to
Oh, boy. Yep. Oh, Billy Sniffles. It's Billy Sniffles over there. Well, while Billy Sniffles is getting a tissue, don't forget, everybody, please use the BetMGM app. It's the best, most reliable line. It's the best app to bet with. We love it, and we love working with
hey,
them.
Paul,
since
what's
we
the difference
with
between a man and a woman?
The difference
women
between
blow their nose with Kleenex. Guys use toilet paper.
That's oh, it. I like
Dude,
that.
It's all paper, right? This guy knows what I'm talking about. Back me up. I'm doing 80s comedy here.
Yeah, and women go, use a tissue. It's like, just give me whatever. I don't got fucking use a. I use a towel. Get me mad, Bill.
Paper
I'm trying
towel,
to read
dude.
This.
Even I had to back off the paper towel. Time you're done rubbing your nose, you look like you did a fucking.
Dude, you look like you just got out of a UFC fight. Yeah, you look like you get, yeah, you're bruised up and shit.
Hey, dude, that chick beat that other, the Brazilian chick. I missed it.
I know. We got to talk about that on the other one.
All right,
it was
let's
incredible.
Wrap it up here, Paul. You're slowing
incredible.
Us down with my interruptions.
I'm trying to fucking wrap it up. And then you're blowing your nose. Wait, you froze. Bill froze. Did we lose Bill? Okay.
He's back.
All right, guys. So that's the that's the deal. What's that?
That was funny because as I was frozen, you were going like, I'm trying. And I'm sitting there going, all right, did Paul freeze or did I freeze? Paul's trying to do something.
Well, don't worry, listeners.
The suspense is killing me.
Well, don't worry, listeners, because in January, we'll be out together in the ATC fucking studio. I'm taking Billy Sniffles to dinner, taking Themlis to dinner. I'll buy everybody fucking dinner. You think I give a fuck? Steaks on the kid. Steaks on the kid. All right, here we go. If you guys haven't signed up yet, all right, please use this offer. We love working with BetMGM. Their lines are the best. And listen, you guys know MGM. It's the most reliable. Okay, so we have offers just for our listeners. If you sign up with BetMGM account and you use bonus code BURR, you're going to get $50 free just for signing up. You're going to get a $50 free bet just for signing up. Okay, you don't even need to make a deposit to get any action. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code BURR. That's B-U-R-R. You'll get $50 free bet to use for this week's game. As a reminder, BetMGM is finally coming to Louisiana. That's right. All you people down in the bayou, while sports betting isn't live quite yet, you could sign up early for BetMGM. Just use bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R, for $200 in free bets. No deposit required to use when sports betting is live in Louisiana. We love working with BetMGM. They've been the best. And that's been the show. That has been our NFL preview show going into week 15. And I'm going to talk a little shit. We're beating the book and we're going to keep beating the book. How you like that? Till next week.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Arizona, Colorado, D.C., Iowa, Indianapolis, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, Washington only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Excludes Michigan, disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-522-4700. Colorado, D.C., Louisiana, Nevada, Wyoming, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in Indianapolis, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line 800-889-9789 Tennessee or call 1-888-777-9696 in Missouri or 1-800-547-6133 for Washington. That's 1-800-547-6133. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah and other states were prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada.